Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A new wave of state laws are targeting protesters. Florida and Oklahoma now have new laws to criminalize certain protest tactics. They also offer immunity for some drivers who injure protesters with their car. Lawmakers are considering similar proposals in many more states. Let's talk about it with civil rights lawyer Nora Benavides. She's the director of U.S. Free Expression Programs at the nonprofit PEN America. Nora, welcome back.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
And the last time we spoke back in November, a lot of these bills hadn't yet come up for a vote. Many hadn't even been presented. At the time, you were calling this trend troubling. How would you describe it now?
I would say it is still troubling, with the added caveat that it's gotten worse. And that, you know, since we spoke several months ago, there have been, I would say about 75 new anti-protest proposals that have been introduced around the country. But now we're seeing much farther reaching types of penalties for people. If you're convicted of protesting, you may be ineligible for public benefits in some states. You may be ineligible for state office or running for public office. You may, in fact, have a referral for your Child Protective Services agency if you bring your child to a protest. That bill died in Michigan, but so many others are passing quickly, and the provisions are just very chilling.
What are the range of things these lawmakers are trying to outlaw?
Many of these are very clearly in response to Black Lives Matter tactics and, you know, the very large sustained demonstrations we've seen over the last many months after George Floyd's murder. So many of these continue to increase penalties for people who, you know, get into the street, who obstruct traffic. So in Oklahoma, if you obstruct traffic, it's now at least a $5,000 fine instead of what a low-level misdemeanor would have been otherwise.
And why don't we just take a closer look at Oklahoma for just a second and this new law that protects drivers, gives them immunity if they're fleeing a protest or a riot and unintentionally hit or injure one of those protesters with their cars. What's the motivation behind a law like that? Because we know people do get hit with cars quite often at protests.
You know, there's no smoking gun that every legislator who introduces these proposals around the country has explicitly said it's always in response to Black Lives Matter and the George Floyd protests. But the playbook is the same that we've been seeing since 2017. When progressive racial justice protests happen, whether they are, you know, the Dakota Pipeline protests or Black Lives Matter, legislators are very quick to introduce anti-protest policies that explicitly take on those types of tactics.
In Florida, Governor DeSantis is being sued by a nonprofit for the state's new law, which he signed on Monday. He said it's intended to crack down on the disorder and rioting. Those are his words that happened throughout the summer of 2020. Let's listen to that.
And we wanted to make sure that we were able to protect the people of our great state, people's businesses and property against any type of mob activity or violent assemblies.
That law in Florida would also punish cities or towns that try to, quote-unquote, defund the police. It also would add penalties for trying to take down monuments, and that includes Confederate monuments. But it also makes it easier, as we've been talking about, to charge protesters with felonies. And I was hoping you could talk about that for a moment. To escalate this to the range of felony for somebody who is convicted, what's the consequence of that for people convicted of a felony?
I think that this is going to have a chilling effect on people and that people will think twice about exercising their First Amendment rights. And I think that those that do think twice will have to weigh a whole lot of things now. I'm really glad you mentioned the Florida bill because it is so particularly egregious, which I just want to be clear. What could happen is that one could face prison sentences of up to 15 years. So if you're thinking about attending something, and you know that you may be ineligible for public benefits if you get arrested and convicted, you may be put in prison for over a decade, and drivers would be immune if they hit you and kill you, I think people aren't going to be protesting.
Hmm. I think we also have to point out that most of the Black Lives Matter protests that we saw last summer, they were peaceful. There were riots. There was looting, but the vast majority of them were peaceful. So I guess the question is, are the bills that we're talking about, are they actually solving a legitimate problem?
I think that is really the ultimate question. And it begs to me the question of why legislators are really doing this. 93% of the protests were peaceful. And the violence that did occur last summer during the several months of protest, actually over 80% of those attacks were on by the part of government, which means that journalists, activists, other protesters were not predominantly causing violence. And so these bills are solving a problem that doesn't exist. All of that then kind of fanned by January 6th, in which legislators say, see, we have a problem. And I think that is conflating two very different issues and situations.
Nora Benavides is a civil rights lawyer and director of U.S. Free Expression Programs at the nonprofit PEN America. Nora, thanks for coming back and speaking with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Peter.